The city of Trail will formally honor one of its most decorated war heroes this summer. During the May 12th Committee of the Whole meeting, Trail City Council unanimously agreed to designate August 9th, which falls on a Saturday this year, as Lieutenant Robert Hampton Gray Day, marking the 80th anniversary of his death in the Second World War. The move follows an April request by John Appler, a member of the Vancouver Naval Veterans Association, who urged the city to recognize Gray's legacy. Gray, born in Trail on November 2, 1917, is the only member of the Royal Canadian Navy ever awarded the Victoria Cross and the last Canadian to receive the country's highest military honor. In her report to Council, Trail Museum and Archives Manager Sarah Benson-Lourd emphasized the national and international recognition of Gray's sacrifice, calling the local designation a timely and meaningful tribute. Benson-Lourd noted that Gray's story offers a unique opportunity for public recognition of military service and sacrifice. She added that potential partnerships with community groups could help raise awareness of this significant anniversary. At this time, there are no financial implications, she said. However, if an event is developed, a modest budget and some staff time would be required. Benson-Lourd also confirmed she has contacted the City of Nelson to explore potential commemorative efforts and the possibility of a joint recognition between the two communities. Council's decision opens the door for collaboration with local organizations such as the Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 11, the 531 Squadron Royal Canadian Air Cadets, and the 44th Field Engineer Squadron to help mark the occasion. For now, Council has left planning in the hands of city staff. Recognition could take the form of a simple press release, a museum display, or a more formal public event. Details will be developed in the coming months. After moving with his family to Nelson, Gray enlisted in the Royal Canadian Naval Volunteer Reserve in Calgary in 1940. He trained in both England and Canada before joining the Royal Navy's Fleet Air Arm. Flying from HMS Formidable, Gray led numerous missions during the war, including attacks on German and Japanese targets. On August 9, 1945, the same day the second atomic bomb was dropped on Nagasaki, Gray flew a final mission over Onagawa Bay in northeastern Japan. Despite intense anti-aircraft fire, he managed to sink the Japanese escort ship Amakusa before his aircraft crashed into the bay. His body was never recovered. Gray was posthumously awarded the Victoria Cross for his actions. In 1989, a memorial was erected in his honor in Onagawa, the only one of its kind for an Allied soldier in Japan. Though damaged by the 2011 earthquake and tsunami, it was later repaired and relocated. Gray's legacy is also remembered across Canada. He is commemorated at the Valiance Memorial in Ottawa, has a peak named after him in Kokanee Glacier Park, and is the namesake of an Arctic patrol vessel commissioned by the Royal Canadian Navy in 2020. He is also an inductee in Trail's Home of Champions and was the subject of a 2020 postage stamp campaign supported by City Council. Appler has submitted similar requests to the City of Nelson, the City of Vancouver, and the Province of BC, hoping Gray's legacy will be honored beyond Trail as well.